Good morning, everyone. Today is Yud Zayin, the 17th day of Kislev, Tavshin, Pei Aleph 5781. We are continuing our personal growth and our character development learning as we do each day. Hope you and your families are healthy and safe and well. As we discussed yesterday, that there is the importance of studying relevant texts and then having those relevant texts be brought into action, that the introspection that a person needs is the focus on the content of what a person learns, and the application helps a person develop an understanding of one's spiritual goals, as well as the idea of how one needs to change in order to attain what those goals are. But the question, of course, is how does a person make sure that they're truly living and on a path of personal growth? One has to continually assess the spiritual level that you're on, the spiritual level that you help to go to, making a cheshbon nefesh, an accounting of your thoughts, of your ma'asim, your deeds, in order to determine to what extent one is fulfilling the requirements of spiritual growth. What is spiritual growth, and how do I get there? You know, when a person does this regularly, this accounting, this cheshbon nefesh, so this is key to achieving and maintaining. It's not just to achieve it, but it's also then to learn how to maintain it. A person has a commitment to be, you know, healthy as far as exercise or what a person eats. So it's not just to lose the weight or to commit to a certain lifestyle of eating, but it's also then to maintain not only the physical goals, but also, of course, as we're talking about here, the spiritual ones as well. And this is alluded to with the suggestion of Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the Ramchal in the Silas Yisham in Perek Gimel, where he explains that the evaluating of one's behavior is a klal gadol. How is a person supposed to think about this? Is a klal, is a meta principle? It's as a businessman would appraise an investment. And this is a very important dimyon, a very important example, because we all know that in business, people are exceedingly scrupulous, exceedingly careful, be my eye and to count every dollar, to be careful with every detail. And this is what he explains. Zeh ha-klal, klal davar ha-zeh, yeh ha-adam ma'ayin al ma'as of kulam. That a person, understanding this rule, is that a person should inspect all of one's actions, all of one's deeds, and a person should monitor all of his ways so that he does not have to leave himself with a single bad habit or a single bad trait, and certainly not a transgression, not an avera. That only happens when there's a constant monitoring of one's action. Don't leave, you know, a little bit of a remnant. You're not going to leave a remnant in your business dealings that there's something that could possibly go wrong, so therefore make it right. So therefore he explains it, that I see the need for a person to make a daily accounting of a person's ways, just like a prominent businessman constantly weigh their business dealings so that they don't become ruined. V'hinini ro'et sarich la'adam, sh'yeh medakdek v'shoykel d'rochav davar yom v'yomo k'sarichim agdailam, just like the great businessmen want to do to make sure to it that their dealings are prosperous, that they're not ruined. The person should designate time, that a person should have certain hours, certain time in the day, so that this will be a deliberation that should not be sporadic. Something should be random, but rather should be with great consistency, because this consistency is a to'eles, it's a tolda, it is the attribute of effectiveness. When it is the av and the tolda, that which we say should ultimately bring it to fruition, we know that without consistency, without ongoing regular activity focused on it, use the example of the businessman or businesswoman who's constantly weighing their business dealings so that they don't become lost or ruined. So too, when we constantly examine and evaluate our spiritual space and how we are growing or otherwise, so then we will have understood and inherited a great secret of how to make sure that we are constantly introspective and constantly growing in every way. Okay, with that, we will stop. Continue with our learning. Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow, wish you a wonderful, happy, healthy, and a holy day.